Photo credit, http://www.theletters.com. Hello everyone. Hopefully you are having a decent week while back on the grind. Don't worry, you get to spend next week with family and friends for Thanksgiving. I cannot believe that we're approaching the holidays already. I will have my two sons with me on Turkey Day, so I'm making a mini feast. Because of COVID-19, we missed breaking bread last Thanksgiving. I wish for you to enjoy the holidays, if you indeed celebrate, with your beloved friends and family. If you celebrate a different holiday this month, let me know. I believe I shared in my blog, from last year, a handful of holidays that are celebrated elsewhere on the globe. Remind me of your holiday since I didn't retain the information. Getting older sucks. Now let's talk about my latest piece of advice. This gem is again courtesy of Quora. I found a requested question on Quora that sought my advice. This question is on the topic of the signs that you hate your job. I decided to go down the rabbit hole and respond. Now, I am not really the type to bitch and moan about a job and just stay there. Then again, maybe when I discuss a topic, it is perceived as bitching and moaning, sneering face. I would say that I am sharing an experience and giving it a voice. Ideally, I would rather find another job if I was free to do so. However, as a union member, I know that I have to take my assignment and tough out the project until the layoff. Therefore, I get it when you make the best of a shitty project and coworkers. If you do not belong to a union and are free to leave, by all means leave. They say that if you love your job, you are not really working. I disagree with that sentiment since you need to get dressed and leave your warm bed, especially on early cold mornings, and family several hours a day. We should all strive for finding the fun in our jobs. I have absolutely done that on the most miserable jobs. I have danced in a cold, muddy trench with my coworkers in my rubber boots and rain gear while installing rigid and/or PVC conduit. It felt like a mission to make my coworkers laugh and joke with me while doing a miserable job. I've been on deck jobs where the wind, rain, and snow were whipping on the upper levels. The wind was at least 20 miles per hour from the Long Island Sound and it was throwing equipment and material wildly on deck. Despite the exterior conditions, it is just time to focus on the task and get a few laughs out of your partner. Have you made the best out of your rough job environment? Let me know what you think on this topic. What comes to mind when you think about being miserable at work? If you have a different take, I'd love to hear it. Here is the question and my response below. Post question. Greater than what are some sure signs that someone doesn't like their job? Greater than. Greater than by Devin Swisinski. My response. Greater than there are many signs that someone doesn't like their job. Some are funny meanwhile others are straight depressing, sneering face. I'm sure I could go on for days with examples. Here are just some examples of miserable people who keeping showing up to work day after day. Greater than. Greater than Leslie M. Jasper. You show up to work absolutely piss drunk. You bring the booze bottles to work and continue to stay drunk. You cringe when you think back to the younger, more naive you that was so proud when you first started working there. You deliberately go extra slow on you when your superior asks you to do something ASAP/stat. You find excuses not to go to any social work events that would require you to spend extra time with your coworkers for free. You've forged great coworker friendships from bonding over your mutual hatred of your boss. You've perfected that whole looking busy thing, point to the ceiling and look worried whenever your boss is around. You spend a large portion of your working day searching and applying for other jobs. These new job managers reach out to your current manager to discuss your past performance even while you are still working there. You bore the tits off everyone in your life with your bitching and moaning about how bad the damn job is. You stopped going for that new potential promotion because you know you'll be out of there soon enough. You don't dress for success anymore at this miserable job. You and your equally bitter work BFFs have therapeutic group chat discussions 24/7 about all the work drama. You've become a cliche emotional eater because of the stress of it all and keep your stash in the lower drawers of the desk and office fridge. Put skull and crossbones on your fridge stash. You've begun to use FML in your text conversations more than you use the term LOL. The fine line between that cheery yet super fake smile and I want to kill you grimace blurs more and more each and every damn day. You literally will do the absolute bare minimum of work that is just enough to not get fired. You have realized it's weirdly refreshing, carefree, and liberating to not care at all as to what your boss thinks about your performance anymore. https://www.quora.com/what-are-some-sure-signs-that-someone-doesn't-like-their-job/answer/Leslie-Jasper-3?prompt_topic_bio=1. Let me know your thoughts on my advice if you would take a different approach in the comment section down below. Now my objective of the advice was more so humor than actual practice. If I am miserable at a job, I would work to leave and start elsewhere. If you have some extra thoughts to contribute, let me know that as well. You are highly appreciated for stopping by my post. It is time to go off and work on some other tasks. I have been sharing my 4 latest podcast episodes on over plus 20 podcast platforms and YouTube. For 2 episodes, I got my retired high voltage splicer buddy to share some of his crazy career stories out of the manholes he worked in over many years. My 2 latest podcast episodes are my thoughts and experience from the 2008 recession. Don't forget to check out my 8 Kindle Vella short stories on Amazon as well. I even have sketchbooks, journals, dream journals, graphing paper journals, etc. that can be found on Amazon under my name. Now, make sure to have yourself a productive and enjoyable Tuesday. I wish you a fabulous morning/afternoon/evening on your side of the globe and a restful and a productive day. The Verbally Disastrous Store on Teespring. Here is the link to the Verbally Disastrous Store on Teespring. I had a friend ask me about opening up a store to pick up some merchandise. We have a wide variety of custom Verbally Disastrous logo items available. I am open to product suggestions as well. The Verbally Disastrous Store on Teespring. https://mystoreC1F946.creatorspring.com. Here is the link to the Verbally Disastrous podcast on Spotify. The Verbally Disastrous podcast on Spotify. Here is Verbally Disastrous Presents Season Number 1, Episode Number 35, Donnie's High Voltage Career Stories Part A on YouTube. Here is Verbally Disastrous Presents Season Number 1, Episode Number 36, Donnie's High Voltage Career Stories Part B on YouTube. Season Number 1, Episode Number 37, Part A Surviving the 2008 Recession as a Construction Worker on YouTube. Season Number 1, Episode Number 38, Part B Surviving the 2008 Recession as a Construction Worker on YouTube. Construction Tales Told by a Woman, 8, Kindle Vella Short Stories on Amazon. Construction Tales Told by a Woman for Kindle Vella on Amazon. Cheers. Leslie M. Jasper. Author and host of the hashtag Verbally Disastrous podcast, now alive on many platforms that include Acast, Amazon Music, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Overcast, Pandora Podcasts, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Podbean, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, Podcast Gang, Radio Public, SoundCloud, Soundtrap, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and YouTube. The audio blog, Verbally Disastrous Podcast and Construction Tales blog. Now available on Acast, Amazon Music, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Overcast, Pandora Podcasts, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Podbean, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, Podcast Gang, Radio Public, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Hashtag Kindle Vella, hashtag Free Britney, hashtag Amazon Music, hashtag Anastasia Taranenko, hashtag Fiverr, hashtag Tat_Art, hashtag Pandora Podcasts, hashtag Soundtrap, hashtag Construction Tales, hashtag Audio, hashtag Intro, hashtag Fun, hashtag Hot, hashtag Mess, hashtag Creations, hashtag Connecticut, hashtag New York, hashtag Family, hashtag Foolery, hashtag Podcast, hashtag Spotify, hashtag Verbally Disastrous, hashtag New, hashtag Topics, hashtag How To, hashtag Secrets, hashtag Women, hashtag Powerful, hashtag Strong, hashtag Shorts, hashtag Men, hashtag Teen, hashtag Trinata Laugh, hashtag Edgy, hashtag Realistic, hashtag Explicit, hashtag Mature, hashtag Shocking, hashtag Thought-Provoking, hashtag Fresh, hashtag Dark, hashtag Must Watch, hashtag SoundCloud, hashtag YouTube, hashtag Johnny, hashtag Creative, hashtag iApps, hashtag Reddit, hashtag Community, hashtag Leslie at Verb Disastrous, hashtag Strong Women, hashtag Woman in Construction, hashtag Empower, hashtag Gender, hashtag iConduit, hashtag Female Renovator, hashtag Renovation, hashtag Project, hashtag Woman Construction Project, hashtag Strong, hashtag Slideshow, hashtag 2013 Project, hashtag Learn Be Watching, hashtag Girl Power, hashtag Sheetrock, hashtag Tape, hashtag Electrical, hashtag Plumbing, hashtag Tile, hashtag Dust, hashtag Dirt, hashtag Debris, hashtag Basement, hashtag Paint, hashtag Renovate, hashtag Insulation, hashtag Hi-Hats, hashtag Wiring, hashtag metal studs, hashtag screws, hashtag workout, hashtag Johnny, hashtag promo, hashtag videos, hashtag creative, hashtag sons, hashtag discuss with them, hashtag topics, hashtag Tom, hashtag open conversation, hashtag Johnny, episodes, hashtag lot lizard, hashtag Amazon Prime, hashtag video, hashtag documentary, hashtag Netflix, hashtag Gorilla Glue, hashtag Gorilla, hashtag glue, hashtag spray, hashtag Gorilla Glue Woman, hashtag hair surgery, hashtag Los Angeles, hashtag Dr. Obeng, hashtag plastic surgeon, hashtag alcoholic, hashtag drinks, hashtag testing, hashtag episodes, hashtag release, hashtag soon, hashtag alcoholic, hashtag samples, hashtag Revelstoke, hashtag New Amsterdam, hashtag Pink Whitney, hashtag Wicked Pickle, hashtag Bird Dog, hashtag Blackberry, hashtag Whiskey, hashtag Vodka, hashtag 99 Bananas, hashtag Old Smoky, hashtag Swo23 underscore, hashtag Video Gaming, hashtag Streaming, hashtag OSHA502, hashtag Renewal, hashtag Trainthy Trainer, hashtag RIT, hashtag Anchor, hashtag Breaker, hashtag Google Podcasts, hashtag Pocket Casts, hashtag Radio Public, hashtag Article, hashtag Life, hashtag Apprentice, hashtag Comedy Central, hashtag Skit, hashtag Jessa Reed, hashtag Apple Podcasts, hashtag Deezer, hashtag Podchaser, hashtag Podbean, hashtag TuneIn, hashtag CastBox, hashtag Player FM, hashtag iHeartRadio, hashtag Stitcher, hashtag Acast, hashtag Podcast Gang, hashtag Podcast Addict, hashtag Ziplining, hashtag Adventure Park, hashtag Preshkit, hashtag Say No to Rapists, hashtag Justice for Uwa, hashtag Not All Girls Play With Dolls, hashtag Scholastic, hashtag Nonfiction, hashtag Bookstagram, hashtag Drop Everything and Read, hashtag Spring Book Fair 2021, hashtag Love of Reading, hashtag Reading, hashtag Construction Tales, hashtag Books, hashtag Funny, hashtag NYC, hashtag Podcast, hashtag Spotify, hashtag Verbally Disastrous, hashtag Book Fair, hashtag Bookjoy, hashtag Read Anywhere, hashtag Love to Read, hashtag All for Books, hashtag Adult, hashtag FBF21, hashtag LBF21, hashtag B21, hashtag IKBF21, hashtag KLF21, hashtag HKTDC21, hashtag GBF21, hashtag EVE21, hashtag LATFOB21, hashtag SIP21, hashtag FILBO21, hashtag IVE21, hashtag BAPE21, hashtag MEEP21, hashtag BIDSP21, hashtag BS21, hashtag BBF21, hashtag HIP21, hashtag IVTOF21, hashtag IBBF 21, hashtag IVE21, hashtag JLF21, hashtag Jive21, hashtag LBF21, hashtag NDWBF21, hashtag TIBE21, hashtag TIP21, hashtag BCBF21, hashtag LeverParis21, hashtag SDLDM21, hashtag HBF21, hashtag Phil21, hashtag EVE21, hashtag SBF21, hashtag BookWeen21, hashtag Vive21, hashtag ADIP21, hashtag APE21, hashtag Bookstagram, hashtag Book, hashtag BookuIslam, hashtag B, hashtag Bukamura, hashtag Islamist Book Fair, hashtag Buku, hashtag Booklover, hashtag Bukusehara, hashtag Book Berlin, hashtag Booklove, hashtag Share, hashtag Bookshelf, hashtag International Book Fair, hashtag Bookholic, hashtag Walbuku, hashtag Walbukamura, hashtag Reading, hashtag Obralbuku, hashtag Buku Indie, hashtag Buku Jogja, hashtag Tokabukamura, hashtag Bookmess, hashtag Lanka, hashtag Pasarbuku, hashtag Bukalanka, hashtag Vibe, hashtag Walbelabuku Online, hashtag Online Shop, hashtag Wallen Online, hashtag Book Lovers, hashtag Enres Books, hashtag Reading Books, hashtag Books Off Instagram, hashtag Baku at Stalling, hashtag Book, hashtag Bookish, hashtag Book Berlin Kids, hashtag Tokabuku Online, hashtag Boimala, hashtag Lazen, hashtag Bookworm, hashtag Poetry, hashtag Gonter, hashtag FBM, hashtag Bazarbuku, hashtag Book Review, hashtag Berlin, hashtag Read, hashtag Writer, hashtag Berliner Buchmess, hashtag Buchmesse Berlin, hashtag Author, hashtag Instabooks, hashtag Bock for Coping, hashtag Virtual Book Fair, hashtag Book Addict.